Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. You guys, I, in what might be a terrible idea on my part, am introducing a new theme month this year. Instead of Wash What Happens, which will now move to May, fret not, we will still have Wash What Happens. In April, I will be hosting a series of freewheeling roundtable discussions with some of my favorite friends of the Clean Cast. To kick off the fun, here come Jen Dahl, Maureen O'Connor, and Lizzie O'Leary. Hi, gals.
Hey.
Hi. We also, just before recording this episode, made a very exciting decision, or actually I did. I just dictated it to all of them. We're actually going to record two episodes today. I have them here. I have studio time. They're like some of my favorite people in the world. I know that you guys love them too. So the first episode is going to be structured-ish. And it's going to be structured around the name that we have for the group text that the four of us are on, which we will explain to you. And then the second episode is just going to be completely unscripted. I didn't plan this at all. It's going to be the first time in the history of ever that I have done a totally unplanned episode. It might be a mess. It might be really fun. It might be both. So that is what you guys can expect for the next two episodes. You're going to get two episodes of Jen, Lizzie, and Maureen. I can't imagine what could be better for you guys. Before we get into it, I do want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat and Tinder Talk, and as I am literally reading this, the Tinder notifications are going off on my phone. So apparently Tinder Talk today is going to be a wild one. I have no idea what's happening. You can become an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron. To do that, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. You guys, thank you so, so much. So many of you have signed up on Patreon lately. I appreciate it. I know I've been sort of making these extra pleas, and apparently it's working, and I'm so excited. I'm excited to bring you guys a big, supersized episode of Chip Chat and Tinder Talk today with these three lovely ladies. This is going to be wild. I have lots of updates. I actually have an update from when Lizzie was recently here on Will Get to Name. I have an update on this guy that Maureen swiped for me, who is just like nuts. And I think also from, I think the last time you were here, Maureen, we talked about Cam Tot, and I have an update about that. And so just like lots going on. Oh my God, three Tinder notifications. What is going on right now?
They know.
So yeah, thank you guys so much for supporting my show. I also owe you guys a whole bunch of patron thanks, which I'm going to do later this month. I haven't forgotten. Alrighty, before we get into our first question today, we have to explain the origin of this episode that we are calling Jizzy. I bet you guys can guess what we're going to be talking about on today's episode. But we actually, we have kind of a cute story about the name Jizzy.
Adorable.
That Lizzie and I talked about it on the bonus episode she was on, but not in the main episode. So we have to tell
because
the people. I'm going
to
actually let the three of you explain the origins of why our group text is called Jizzy.
Well, now it's called Jizzy and Jizza.
Yes.
Jizza, please.
Oh,
like a pizza.
Oh.
Maureen, I'm putting on my jewelry. And not on the mic. Maureen, get
sorry.
On the mic.
I know.
I don't remember.
I remember.
I remember.
You start. You tell it, Lizzie.
It was my wedding.
Yeah.
No, we were trying to come up with whether or not
I do remember. Okay, yes.
For our wedding, and I said I thought that we were too old for that. Wait, didn't I suggest hashtag Jizzy?
No, I did.
What did I?
I feel really strongly about
we
that.
We can find this.
I mean, okay, it sounds fine. Something.
I might be wrong.
It sounds
then.
Like
I thought.
I don't know if I want to bet on it.
I thought Lizzie suggested it.
I don't. No, that definitely sounds like Maureen.
But anyway,
it does.
It was John
sound
and
like
Lizzie.
Maureen.
I mean, it is kind of
John and Lizzie.
The obvious choice. It's the Brangelina of John and Lizzie.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember. Oh, Jisa. Then
for my marriage.
They should really make these searchable. You can't search a text.
No, it was Jizzy, I.E., if that makes a difference.
Yeah, well, because the correct way to spell Lizzie is L-I-Z-Z-I-E.
Correct.
Are you biased against Y Lizzies?
Yes.
Yes, of course you are.
Extremely.
I'm biased against the J-O-E-L-Y Jolies.
Oh, who's that? Oh, no, I feel bad. What if any of your patrons are named that?
No, they're not.
Oh, huh.
I think Jolie Fisher.
Jolie Richard.
Jolie Fisher is a J-O-E-L-Y.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, not like.
I'm biased against
I see.
1N Jennifer, but 2N Jen.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, right?
Actually, I had a good friend growing up who was a 2N Jen. I liked her.
I had a very close childhood friend who was a 2N
Jen.
She's a 2N
Jen. Punk band named 2N
Jen.
Composed entirely of people who were born in the mid-70s to mid-80s when that name was popular.
My text only goes back to March 15th, so there's something wrong.
Yeah, no, I got married
in October. I think we broke the group text at one point.
Okay.
All right, anyway, now you guys know the origin of why our group text is called Jizzy.
The Jizza is because...
Why did that get added?
Maureen added that.
Yeah.
That was because Jolie, I think, was saying that her greatest relationship and love is pizza.
Yes.
It started with that I was like, you can only date people with two Z's in their name. And you're like, well, I already date pizza. So
that's true. It is.
I thought I dated
like
pizza.
Jizza. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was
Jizza. Well,
you guys
are all dating people with Z's.
We are?
Yeah.
Are you all dating
Well, she's
me?
The Z. But then you're...
Yeah,
two J's are dating people with Z's, and then, anyways, that's.
I'm not dating. Who am I dating?
Pizza.
I'm dating
pizza.
You're dating pizza. I was like, who am I dating?
Oh my god! If I had to switch Ezra for
and
pizza,
the two Irish last names are dating people named John.
True.
I
love
mine,
it.
But yes,
I love it. Alrighty, we actually have some questions for this episode. So, you know, obviously, we were going to do a Jizzy episode. And, like, that just meant that we were going to talk about sexual fluids. But I threw a little curveball in there because I just wrote a column about cleaning lube stains off of sheets, which is a thing that, like, I've written about and podcasted about, but I haven't done it in quite a while. And so I was like, oh, I'm kind of overdue for, like, a lube stain column, and I was wrapping up my Let's All Make Our Bed month, and it felt like the right question to use for wrapping that month up for my column over at the Inventory. And then the question was so good, but also more importantly, in the course of researching it, I discovered that there's a lube called Jizz.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, right. Well, I'm going to have to
it
use...
It was on the text,
yeah.
Jen.
Well, like, now I understand why you guys were texting me that. I was so confused. Like, why are you looking for a lube that smells like jizz? But now I know. Oh, it was research.
It was
okay,
research.
Everything
yeah.
makes more sense.
So anyway, so I threw this question...
I think I'm the slow person in this text.
Just for that, Jen, I'm going to have you read the question from Steven.
Just for that. Okay. Steven asks, should I do, like, a voice? Like an accent?
Oh, yes, you can do an accent. Yeah.
So... There's some silicone lube stains on my bedding. Do you have suggestions on getting this sort of stain out?
What the? Are you a chimney sweep from Mary Poppins?
Oliver! Oliver!
So, yeah.
Tell me what to do, Jolie.
Clean lady.
An Australian and a British person fell down the stairs, and in between came Jen's accent.
So what should Oliver Twist do about his silicone lube stains, Jolie?
It's a bit embarrassing, really.
How am I going to answer the question if I can't stop laughing?
You've got to be a professional about it.
I'm going to try. Okay, so I have help for silicone lube stains. But before I get into it, I got to say this thing. And it, like, hurts me in the horniest part of my heart to say this. Because actually a thing that I've discovered about myself, I think I always knew this about myself, but I've definitely discovered it or rediscovered about myself now that I'm dating again, that, like, Oh, yeah. Banging comes before cleaning for me. For sure.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You mean in, like, your list of preferences?
I mean, just, like, in terms of priorities.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, it makes sense to bang first and clean later, because banging is messy. Well, depending.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But, like,
I mean,
yeah.
Anyway. I think it's a good thing, because what it tells us is that your personal life and your relationships with other human beings is more important than your, you know, workaday career stuff. And
yeah,
I think that's good.
Yeah, but also cleaning is a deep part of her soul.
That's true.
And I don't think relationship. I don't. We're not. Don't talk
I don't
to me
know.
About relationships.
Fine.
Gross,
move
green.
On.
You know my
you
philosophy.
Can edit that out.
No feelings. No feelings allowed.
That's super healthy.
Oh yeah, it's a very healthy life I'm leading right now. Emotionally fulfilling too. Okay, so here's the thing that hurts my horny heart. As a clean person, I have to tell you that silicone lube is so stainy. It's like really, really. It's like not quite, but almost like turmeric level staininess.
Ooh.
It's really, really stainy, and it's really tricky to get out. And you need specialty products for it. Like I can't. This isn't like a place where I'm going to be like get the dish soap.
Yeah.
Like it's just it's not going to work because it's silicone. And water-based lubes are really easy to clean because they're water-based. And actually, like, usually what you're cleaning isn't even really the water. It's the sexual fluids. And we're going to talk about the sexual fluids in the second segment. I'm going to actually just, like, make Maureen answer the questions because she knows the answers at this point. She's, like, she's my enzyme expert.
I know because she always invites me on for sex episodes. So I know all about it.
But well, also just because, like, you've internalized the literature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I know the... I know at some point I probably knew the silicone lube answer, but I don't remember it anymore.
I'm going to tell you. Well, and also it's evolved over the years.
Oh,
yeah. And it's evolved over the years in part because it's the thing that like I've kept digging into and digging into and digging into because I never had a great answer for it because it is that stainy, right?
A question though.
Yes.
Why would you use silicone instead of water-based?
Okay, so then this is where we get to the part of my horny heart being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Silicone lube is so much better for
is
so
it?
Many people than water-based. So
yeah.
It's really important to say that lube, like, I mean, literally everything else in the world, but like, I mean, obviously very
it's
particularly
personal.
Lube, it's literally called personal lubricant. The personal lubricant you personally use is very much a matter of personal preference.
Yes.
And what, like, one person loves the feeling of, another person may not love the feeling of, does not have to love the feeling of. Like, that is literally the most personal thing in the world. And if anyone out there is getting upset because someone uses a lube that they don't like, unless it's being used on you, like, back it up, because that ain't your business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should not matter to you in the least if Maureen likes Astroglide and I like the
tomato
jizz lube.
Sauce.
And, yeah.
Whatever.
And, it's very acidic. Yeah.
And someone else likes to use salad oil. Like, that's fine, you know. Unless they're using it with you, stay out of their business when it comes to what kind of lube they're using. With that said, a lot of people really, really strongly prefer silicone lube because it's silicone. It's more slippery. Yeah. And especially for people who are engaging in anal sex, it's like, you know, people really kind of swear by silicone lube, especially for more Tinder tots. Oh, my God. Sorry, I'm just getting distracted by notifications on my phone. I'm sort of stuck in this, like, you know, shoulder angel, shoulder devil thing between being a clean person and being a horny person of not being able to give you a really, really good piece of advice when it comes to the choice of lube because silicone lube might feel better, but it's really, really stainy and water lube isn't so stainy, but it may not be as effective for you. But I can help. I can arm you. First of all, I can arm you with that knowledge so that you can make informed choices. And I can also tell you this thing. First of all, about the water-based lubes. Generally speaking, with a water-based lube stain, you're actually probably more going to be cleaning up the sexual fluids. So your enzymes are probably going to be just fine for that. So your Zout, your Crud Cutter Sports Stain Remover, any one of those good enzymes out there. And for the silicone-based lube. So when I originally wrote about silicone-based lube, it was for the hairpin, RIP. And I went into some very weird dark corners of the internet trying to find solutions for this problem. And at that time, it's also in the book, and I no longer recommend this as like, I mean, it will work, but it's not the thing I actually want you to do, but I want to talk about the evolution of all this advice. What I actually advised people to use at that time was STP carburetor treatment. Jen's face just like slid off her skull.
Which is for like cars.
Imagine like engine oil. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right.
What does STP stand for?
It's a brand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stone Temple Pilots, man.
Yeah.
Dude.
Scott Weiland brand lube. Oh.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. God, this is a real Gen X group in here too. Sorry, Maureen. So the thing is that carburetor treatment will work, and the idea is that you use it, you dab it on the stain as a pretreatment, and then you know you wash the garment. I mean, I don't know where you're getting lube. After all these years, I should know better than to like be like, oh well, everyone's getting lube in this one place. So then you know you launder as usual. The problem with carburetor treatment, first of all, this is a weird thing to have to use.
Yeah.
But also that it's flammable. And so if you're putting it into the washing machine, and unless you're like, you shouldn't be using a lot of it, but it's easy to overdose on it, and you could like cause a fire. It's unlikely that's going to happen. But like for that reason, that's why I'm no longer recommending it. But also because I have something better.
Mm. All right.
So Lizzie is just, I wish you guys could see. I wish this wasn't a podcast. I wish we had cameras in here.
It doesn't kind of.
Can you articulate that face that you're making?
I'm trying to figure out how you could cause a fire.
Oh, no. That's common. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Carry on, Lizzie.
In the washing machine?
Yes. I found this out recently because they came to inspect all. It's because of the dryer portion.
No, actually the washing machine too.
If there's a spark anywhere in the like combo thing, and it's that if an electric fire begins there, you've got all your lint.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Fair.
Dryer fires are very, very common, but washing machine fires can happen too with very flammable items because it's electricity. Yeah.
Woogie woogie.
Yeah. Sorry, Jolie ruins everything.
You said it's electric.
I caught that.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Sorry. I'm sorry that I stepped on your amazing electric slide joke. Okay, where was I? Okay, so don't use a carburetor treatment. So then years after this first bout of advice, I revisited the subject and I fell back into another hole. And
speaking of lube,
I slid right into it.
Oh, God.
So I've been using the good silicone lube.
Wow. Right through your internet holes.
Yeah. Nice.
Stains everywhere.
And I found another product that people like swore by called Soil Love. It's SOILOVE. Soil Love. Mm-hmm. Soil Love.
Oh, my God.
Soil Love. I think it's love because it's got a little heart on it.
This
Soil
really
love.
Sounds appropriate to an anal sex cleaner.
Yeah, that's actually.
Soil love.
And I.
When your love soils things.
Yeah. Or like gardeners who fuck or something, right? Sorry. Just.
I imagine it must actually be for gardeners. Or maybe what's it for?
Earthworms.
It's I'm just a very serious
It's
journalist.
Just like a stain treatment. But in all of these like reviews I'm reading in online forums on Amazon, like I'm all over the internet, you guys. I really like I do deep research. And then I
what kind of targeted ads do you get afterwards?
Deep probing, luby,
yeah,
research. a lot of times I search in incognito.
That's
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Smart.
I hit upon this stuff and I like read all these reviews and there was this weird thing about the reviews. About half of them were like, this is like capital T, the stuff for, or the thing. That's always the stuff. Jolie. I haven't been in the recording studio in almost 3 weeks. It's like, I've forgotten how to podcast.
Tough.
Yeah. I was like, the tough.
It's the thing. Cool. That's capital cool. T, capital T, yeah. The thing. I say that all the time. You'd think I would know my own lines by now. nope. Flubbed it. So like half the reviews would be like, this is the stuff. And the other half would be like, this stuff didn't work at all. And I kept digging because I was like, I'm going to find the answer to this. And I didn't think they were fake reviews because I was seeing it in enough online forums. So i.e. not on Amazon where people would have been paid reviewers. Right. And here's what I figured out. I figured out that there was at some point a bum batch of Soy Love going around and that all of the people who were saying, sorry, I did not even mean to say bum batch in this context. You guys, I'm going to have a heart attack before this episode is over.
Didn't you all wish you were on our group text?
So almost to a man, every person who said that they had Soy Love that had a very strong, distinct odor to it. Don't stop it, you guys. Stop
odor,
laughing.
Odor
stop.
Of what, though?
Maureen is about to crawl out of the studio to die. Jen, thank you for keeping it together.
What was the odor?
Just like a very strong, like chemically odor.
Okay.
All of those people who had this Soy Love with the odor said that it worked amazingly well on getting out the silicone
lube stain. The stinky Soy Love is good. The non-stinky Soy Love is bad.
And all of the people who reported that it was virtually odorless said it didn't work, which led me to believe that there was a bum batch of Soy Love going around that just didn't work. Either it had expired or like it just hadn't gotten mixed right or whatever. So Soy Love is the stuff that you want. You want to open it up and make sure it smells
stinky for the stinky.
Should they really be inhaling this?
Yeah. I mean, don't take a huge whiff of it, but like, you know. And then here's the last thing to tell you about Soy Love. Now you're always going to remember this. So I go to LA, as you guys know, 3 or 4 times a year to see my best friend. And one of the things that we always do is we go to the grocery store because we know how to live. Matt and I love a grocery store. Matt's actually literally texting me right now, too, about Easter, which will require us going to the grocery store. And every time we go to the grocery store, he like wheels me down the like cleaning product aisle.
Are you like in the cart?
Yes.
And in like, the little baby part, and just, or in the main part?
Just like lets me stare at all the products for as long as I want because he's my best friend and he understands me completely. And as part of this ritual, every single time we do it, they carry Soy Love in his local grocery store at his Ralph's. And so every time we do, like we're halfway down the aisle and I point at the Soy Love and I go, Matt! That's the stuff for taking the silicone lube stains out. And he's always like, oh, Jolie, that's good to know. Like he's never heard it before. Like, we just like play a song with me. So you guys will never forget Soy Love because you always, well, first of all, you won't forget it because of everything that led up to this point. But because you will always imagine me braying at my best friend in the cleaning product aisle at Ralph's in L.A. Matt, that's the stuff for the silicone lube stains. So that's the stuff for the silicone lube stains. There is other stuff that you can use. Degreasers are fine and will work. But really, the Soy Love is the thing. So, yes, Soy Love. On that note, this is a good time for us to take a quick break. I don't even want to think about what's going to happen to us in the next segment. Jen, Maureen, Lizzie, and I will be right back with more about your jizz. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Jen Dahl, Maureen O'Connor, and Lizzie O'Leary. Oh, my. Sorry, I couldn't help that joke. We've been talking about jizz and lube and just all kinds of things. We have another question.
I want to do it because I saved all of them on my phone already.
Okay, good.
Yay. Okay, fine.
No,
can do it.
No. Go ahead, Maureen. Fine.
I've been reading them and thinking about them.
Oh, good.
All
okay.
day. Oh. I did the homework.
Okay.
I didn't know what
she said with
to do
pride.
Homework. I was practicing my voice.
You're not supposed to do homework. It's a freewheeling conversational
no,
show.
It's fine. Let Maureen read
I'm
it.
I'm
going to
read Esmeralda's question. Esmeralda asks.
Do a voice.
Hi, Jolie. So after some weekend revelry, I ended up with a cum stain. Oh, sorry. Let me do it again then. Hi, Jolie. So after some weekend revelry, I ended up with a cum stain on a velvet throw pillow I have. I read some of your stuff about cum, so I know I need a stain remover that's for protein stains. But I'm not sure if I can launder this pillow. It's pretty cheap from Flying Tiger. Can I blot? Help! Thanks, Esmeralda.
Wait, you have to read the postscript, too.
Also, can this be anonymous?
So longtime listeners know when they hear the name Esmeralda, it means that it's I'm masking the name. Mm. That's my go-to fake name.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Here's the funny thing about this question.
By the way, I
had to do a search of my old columns and podcast scripts in my Google Drive because I was like, I'm pretty sure I've answered this one before. Nope, I haven't answered this one before, but I've just answered other questions about getting cum off of velvet throw pillows.
Oh.
This is like the pound of butter melted into the car seats that happened to three separate people.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, if it's happened to you, it's happened to somebody else. I have help. Maureen, actually, before I start answering this question, would you like to suggest some products and techniques?
Yes, because
you're my protein stain expert.
Protein stains are everything that goes into your body or comes out of your body. Much like cum. I mean, I guess a lot of things go into a body, but
yeah,
in general.
Not everything that goes in.
Yeah. Well,
is a
like
protein.
Foods.
Most foods actually aren't protein stains.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then I've had it all wrong. Everything comes out of a body.
Is the inside of your body stained with proteins?
It's full of protein. You probably don't have throw pillows.
I mean, you're protein.
You,
you're a lot of stains.
We are protein.
We're like a big stain. Okay, sorry. Go on.
The human stain.
Some of us more than others.
You got there before I did.
And thus, to clean those things, protein stains, you need an enzymatic cleaner. And just as the word enzymatic has a Z in it, you thus remember that Zout is the one of the enzymatic products.
Yep.
Also, OxyClean.
That's right.
Which I always remember because humans require oxygen. And so the stains that come out of us require oxy as well.
Oh, that's a good one. You've never said that on the show before.
Now I'm
You've
seeing
said the
like
one...
front row of class, Maureen.
Yeah.
I've never seen this version of you before.
I prepared Esmeralda's question. I got ready. I thought through it. And I was like, I've seen this question with Jolie before. I might have even seen a velvet throw pillow question before.
Yeah.
I
but
can't
it wasn't
out...
this one.
Yeah.
It was,
oh, really?
I mean, I really did go back through like, you know, because obviously in Google Drive you can search. So I like plugged in just one of the sentences in this. And only two things were spat back out, and they were actually two different CleanCast scripts. I had actually accidentally used the same question twice, but it wasn't this one. It was a different velvet throw pillow
with jizz on it.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't sure if maybe it was the same person who had multiple throw pillows.
No, it was a different person.
Just ripping through all of her throw pillows.
It was a different person.
All right.
Comforted. Yeah, it was a different person. Yeah, so Maureen is exactly right. You want to use an enzymatic stain remover. Yes, you can absolutely blot. I am going to go ahead and say, though, that based on the information that I have about the pillow, that it's a velvet pillow, it's 10,000% sure synthetic velvet, which is also 10,000% machine washable. Mm. So unless the pillow is very embellished, it can safely go into the washing machine. No problem. You know, gentle cycle, cold water, small amount of detergent, pre-treat it with your enzyme, bring it out, let it air dry. I wouldn't toss it into the dryer. It'll come out really only damp because of the torque of the spin cycle. And so then you can air dry it. And yeah, I think you'll be okay. But if you're like, I don't want to take the risk or whatever, or it's got a lot of embellishments on it, definitely you can just spot treat it. Spray a little bit of the enzymatic cleaner onto like a damp, light colored rag and just kind of like scrub, not too hard at the stain because you don't want to abrade the fabric. But, you know, hard enough to kind of work the remover in. The jizz will come up and then you just want to like Jen is just nodding like wisely, like, yeah, it'll come up.
The jizz will come up. Yeah.
Oh God.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh no, that's why I have you here.
So it comes up. Just comes up.
And then what happens?
Then it goes down. And then the miracle of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 9 months later.
You get a baby pillow.
Yay.
I was going to say, 9 months later, you have like a hardened stain. Oh. Baby pillow is much better.
Kind of a baby pillow.
When daddy weird. Loves mommy pillow very much.
Wait, I have a pillow question, though. Pillow,
okay.
So you've been blotting and you've been sort of like washing with your ox ears out.
Yeah.
How do you make sure that you get all of the soapy stuff out of the pillow?
Right. So then that's the next part. So then basically what you're going to do is you're going to rinse your light colored rag and you're just going to go over and over and over and over again. You know, several passes, like half a dozen passes probably is going to be fine. But this is also one of the reasons why you don't want to overuse your product and you don't want to spray it directly onto the pillow. Spray it onto the cleaning rag because that lets you control how much you're using so that you're not introducing so much of your cleaning solution that you can't get it out.
Got it.
Yeah. It's that like the sense. Over it's like the over detergenting thing, right? Yeah. With hand washing. Right. Like
that was a real revelation for me.
Yeah. Like if you use so much detergent, you're going to rinse for the rest of your life to get it out of the clothes. You'll be like Charlie in the MTA, except with hand washing. That was like that nerdiest Boston reference I think I've ever made.
I have no idea what's happening, but I believe you.
Charlie never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
Poor old Charlie.
He will ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. I went to grade school in Boston. Sort part of.
It's yeah. like a that's like a that's it's like the Chicago cow starting a fire. It's about the boy who gets lost on the MTA.
It's okay. It was a
God damn you to hell for bringing up that cow. Do you think that wasn't torture?
I forgot that he was a rogue O'Leary cow.
Oh,
we're all bad. Mrs. O'Leary put a lantern in the shed.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to be like, why is that cow triggering for you? Oh. Yeah.
Wait, was that your, like, relative?
Yes.
No.
No.
No. It was Lizzie. She's older than you think.
Was that you time traveling?
Yes,
because afterward, you were so shamed you had to time travel to now so that you
I was the cow.
To, yeah.
I mean, I was just going to say, like, was that what you were taunted with on the playground? Yes.
Oh.
Wait, so where's taunts go, honey?
That's not that bad.
That and Lizzie Borden.
What happened to this sad person?
Wow, Lizzie Borden is a great time. I'd be like, hell yeah, I'm Lizzie Borden.
Yeah, get away from me.
I embrace that one.
What happened to
Charlie? You call me Mrs. O'Leary one more time. I'm going to get that axe.
Charlie MTA guy never, for some reason, never got enough of a fare to get off.
No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you what.
His wife would hand him a sandwich. Like, why couldn't she just give him the fare?
The
to get
5 cents.
Off?
Yes,
right. It was, or she
like,
hated him.
It wasn't a very
or
well
let
thought
him
out.
Go. Like,
it wasn't a very well thought out song, but it was. It was in the 60s. It was basically a protest song. They're trying to raise the fares on the MTA, the Boston T.
Yes,
and this like hippie folk group wrote like a protest song about it, which like, oh, how quaint. It, like in hindsight.
Yeah.
But it's called Charlie and the MTA. And Charlie gets on the train and then they raise the fare. And because they raise the fare, Charlie can't get off the train. So he rode the train for the rest of his life. And his wife would go every day and hand him a sandwich through the train window, which also, yes. But why didn't she just hand him the 5 cents?
Yeah, like lots of bad decisions being made. Yeah,
that's what purgatory is.
But if you lived in the Boston
lived
area
in Boston,
in a certain time period.
Yeah, if you lived in Boston during a certain time period, that was like one of the school kid songs that you sang.
Wait, but
kind of thing.
You had to pay to get off the train?
No, I don't. The song
digress. Yeah. There are lots of cities where that's the case, actually.
Yeah, like you have to pay.
In D.C., you have to pay.
Yeah, that's
annoying.
I hate that.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Wait, I have another question, though, about protein stains. May I ask
I was
it?
Like, how did we just turn, like, the jizzy episode into a discussion of the Boston public transportation system?
I can think of so many directions to go with cleaning questions, because now we've got the cow kicking over kerosene. But first, I have a protein question, which is that.
Yes.
As I was going through old Ask a Clean Person columns last weekend, related to...
Yeah, seriously.
I know. Related to... I get ready for this. I really like coming on this podcast.
You were 15 minutes late.
Shut up.
She was buying us big gulps.
Also, Lizzie and I don't care at all because we're cool.
Well, guess what? I was reading old columns because there is a new baby in the world of my family. Yay. And not my own, but and I read an old column about sort of spit up and breast milk and whatnot.
Yeah.
And you said that if you use hot water, you can literally cook it into your stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh. So
breast milk.
Is that just milk only? That doesn't apply to other proteins. Like if I'm using my oxy on whatever other protein stains, that's not. What about like blood
or
vomit?
Well,
we can think a lot, but anyways.
Sidebar about using powdered oxy, actually.
Oh.
Powdered oxy actually has to be activated with hot water to work. Oh. With that said, what you can do with it, if you don't want to use hot water on whatever stain thing is you activate the oxy in hot water in, like, you know, a mixing cup or a bowl or whatever, in a vessel of some sort. And then let it cool down and then add it to cool or cold water. Yeah, so that's how you do it. But you do need the hot water to actually activate the oxy to make it work in the first place.
But not the spray.
No, the spray is fine. Okay. It's just the powder stuff. Hmm. The breast milk thing. You have to think about breast milk as food, right?
Yeah.
And food can be cooked. So if you add heat to breast milk, it's going to kind of like cook the stain and make it darker. It's
yellow-y.
Also gonna, yeah, yellowy. I was trying to avoid saying that. I don't know why I got precious all of a sudden about not wanting. I don't know. I feel like maybe I don't want to like malign breast milk in some way. I don't know why that's.
So you're curdling it.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's exactly what you're doing.
Oh. That's true of all milks, dairy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The other place where this really comes into play with proteins is around eggs.
That makes sense.
That yeah.
Also.
That you do kind of want to rinse them with cold water. Like if you got them in a pan, you want to rinse them in cold water. And there are a lot of like other starches and dairies also react differently. That's a whole other episode for a whole other day. But there is like some pretty fascinating science behind, obviously there's a lot of science behind the chemical reaction to stain removal, but also just around what heat does to different kinds of stains is a very interesting little chemical proposition.
It's like cooking.
Yeah.
It is cooking.
It is cooking. Yeah, it is cooking. Exactly.
So that's good to know. We don't need to worry about cooking jizz when we are cleaning out jizz stains. We can use hot water on that. Weren't we on jizz stains just now?
We were. Mm-hmm. I
no, that's why I was asking, because I was asking that if those
you
other
just
things
rendered me
cook.
Speechless at the idea of cooking jizz is the problem.
Well,
yeah. I mean, well done.
Is it so different than eggs? Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Well, it's all protein.
But we can use hot water on jizz is where I was going with that question. Because it didn't occur to me that the temperature could be a big problem potentially.
Yeah. I mean, you can generally speaking, though, if you don't need to use hot water, don't use hot water.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So, one place where you do is to activate the oxy, but you can cool it down and then treat the jizz that way.
See, by asking new questions, I find out something new.
Yeah,
now I'm going to default to cold water every time.
Yeah, no, they're great questions.
I learn a lot.
Maureen's a learner.
I learn so much, and I don't actually clean.
It's fine. That's fine.
I clean periodically.
You do.
It's a kiss.
On that note,
I'm good at this.
On that note, let's wrap up this first episode. We are going to then go record. I don't even know what's going to happen in the second episode. They're going to be totally, totally new uncharted territory for me. I'm very excited about it, though. You guys, thank you so much for being here. This was really fun. And this is also, I think, the first time that I've ever had three guests.
Yeah. And all three of us at the same time. Well, I mean. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Is everyone confused?
Yeah. I have all three of you every day. All the time.
Yeah, in your phone.
In my phone.
just to be clear.
You don't own me.
You have like a piece of me, but that's all.
It's only a little.
I'm free.
I'm
my own. So.
All right, you guys. That'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Yay!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.